Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
I want to introduce to you Alexandria Diaz. Yes. And she came to us. We were looking for a loan. Is that right? We talked to her about a loan to buy this church. And first time with her, prayed in my office, and the Holy Spirit came in. And both of us were in my office just weeping. And she had left, and I had asked her if she could find out some information about us buying this building and using her company. And later, about a week later, she called and she says, "Well, you've only been doing it for not too long, so you're only going to get this much. You can only borrow this much." And so that's fine. And then I asked her a question, and she stayed quiet on the phone. And I asked her, "Alexandria, are you baptized in the Holy Ghost?" And she stayed quiet, and then you hung up. Is that right? I said, "Wrong question." But she calls me back, and she had been weeping. And she said that she needed to come back and talk with us. So I called Pastor Pat, Pastor John. We had some folks here, my daughter here. And she came and she prophesied to them. And it was at that time Pastor John said, "Hey, we need to get this lady for the women's retreat." You know, folks, let me tell you something. You know, the kingdom of God has men and women of God that are powerful. How many know that? That God is doing something in the earth. He's using choice vessels. Do you know that? How many want to be a choice vessel for God? I mean, every hand in the building should be up. And this woman right here is a choice vessel. She is a woman of God. And I think most of the women will agree that she ministered to our house in a way that was powerful. My wife would come home. I go, "Was it good?" She goes, "It was good." And then Saturday, "It was good. It was good." Yeah. Praise God, man. So, Alexandria, with the Lord's will, have your way this morning.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Pastor Henry. Thank you, Pastor Henry. Thank you, Pastor Rosie. My brothers and sisters, I am so honored and privileged to be in front of such an amazing congregation. These past 2 days, they say the ladies' lives were transformed, but not really. Mine was, as a result of the love. And as I said to the ladies over the weekend, their receptiveness to the presence of the Holy Spirit impacted me so much. And my God is a God that has a perfect agenda. The Holy Spirit is only looking for a heart that is willing. And that's all I say to my God. I don't want to place any limits on Him. A year ago, just to share a little bit about my testimony for the ones of you that were not present, the ladies got my testimony, but the gentlemen that are here present don't know a whole lot about me. A year ago, the Lord brought me from Houston, Texas to Tucson. And I didn't know what the Lord was doing. But I don't question Him a whole lot. It must have been a huge purpose. And He revealed it to me over the weekend. So when we came over to Tucson a year ago with my oldest son, he said, "I want you to take possession of this new land. I've never been in Arizona before." Nevertheless, I knew what he had planned. And as Pastor Henry says, it was a divine connection. And I openly say, with a true man of God, with a man that is according to God's heart. I'm fortunate to say, in the body of Christ, being a woman, and I face a lot of challenges because I'm a woman, not very many men of God will allow me this opportunity. So in behalf of my God, the God that you and I serve, thank you. thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for entrusting me this body, the body of Christ, to humbly bring a message from my God to you. My heart goes out to you. Thank you for being here this morning. It was not to receive a message from someone you don't know. This message is well prepared by your Heavenly Father and my Heavenly Father. And I shared to the ladies over the weekend what an honor it is to be called a son and a daughter of the Most High God. That is the best entitlement you can have, because He empowered us to go out and preach, share the gospel of good news in a world that is dying, in a world that is going through so much desperation, so much emptiness, seeking fulfillment in drug, alcohol, pornography. I mean, you name it, the list goes on and on and on and on. So many addictions trying to fill the void that we all have in our hearts. That void that only can be filled by the Holy Spirit. And He is here today. He is here today. You are not here at another Sunday service. No, my brothers and sisters, you were appointed for a time as this to be here today. And the Holy Spirit this morning said, I want you to tell my people that you've been called for a time as this. The Holy Spirit needs us desperately, desperately. Man, I could not stop crying back there because I could feel the urge to tell you. He needs you. He needs you. We are His body. He is the head. And if we don't avail ourselves to Him, we are not going to see that manifestation of His power on earth. He sacrificed His only begotten Son for you and I to say we are the children of the Most High. The highest price was already paid for our redemption. We are called the righteousness of God. We are called the holy ones. And yes, we are, because He is the only one holy. And we represent Him on earth. What an honor. It is not something we deserve, but it's because He loves us so much. And my message may not be as extended as you might think. Another preacher might come up here and be very skillful, maybe have a whole lot of knowledge. No. Because when I say I am going to avail myself to you, I want you to take over me. And I want you to use my mind and think through my mind and speak through my mouth so that your people can feel you. So that your sons and daughters can receive that word, can receive that message, can receive that prophecy, can receive that word of encouragement, because we all cry to God without even speaking, without even saying a word sometimes, because we are being challenged by the enemy 24 hours a day. Even in our sleep, we're being attacked, bombarded constantly. And this is not an easy task. It's not. I would be lying to you if I say, oh, it's so simple to be a Christian. It is not. It is not. It involves a lot of trusting, believing, and above all things, depending on God 100%. Not relying on your own understanding. That's the worst you can do. Men and women, it's nothing wrong with that, or being very skilled, having all the titles. It's nothing wrong with that. But I prefer for Him, for the Holy Spirit, to empower me with all the knowledge and all the power. Because there is a world out there dying And I don't want to be rude, but sometimes we're comfortably sitting every Sunday service or every Bible study because we are so assured, I'm already saved. If something happens to me, I know I'm going to go straight to heaven. And yes, we are. Yes, we are. But what about when you get out of this place and begin your journey on a Monday through Saturday, daily basis, when you run into so many people's lives that you may not know they're about to take their lives because they're so desperate? I wanted to commit suicide at 50 years of age. How many teenagers out there are trying to take their lives away because their parents are completely absent? Parents are so occupied and worried about providing, making money, having these huge houses, having the latest model car, feeling the emptiness in those children's heart with material things. Come on, you guys. We gotta make a difference in this world. This is a short term that we have on earth. It's not forever. You may be here today. You never know if you walk out of this place. Right down the street, you may have an accident. You're gone. There's no guarantee. There is no guarantee. So we have to allow ourselves to the Holy Spirit to be more sensitive to the needs out there, the needs in the body of Christ. Because you come to service on Sunday, you may sit week after week after week next to a brother or sister, and you only say, hello, good to see you, God bless you. But do you really know what they're going through? No, we don't. Because we're so focused on our own issues. God knows all of the issues that we face. Don't you think He cares enough for us? Yes, He does. He's a loving Father. But He says, take your eyes off your own. See further out. I want to use you to minister to that woman that is in desperation, that feels so much struggle, running so many battles spiritually. She doesn't even know how to identify herself. She doesn't even know how to cope. She feels rejected. He feels alone. He has no friends to talk to. Come on, this doesn't happen to women only. Men are very lonely too. Men do need a male friend to talk to. Someone that says, hey brother, I feel that you might be in a need. Can I hug you? Can I hug you? Will you allow me to pray for you? Surprisingly to me, as the Holy Spirit led me over this weekend, many of the ladies came and they just needed a hug. No words, just a hug. Who do you think is hugging those people? If we are His vessel, if the Holy Spirit dwells in you and in me, who do you think is hugging your brother or your sister in Christ? Is Him. It's not you. It's not you. Lady after lady said to me, you know what, Alexandra? I only ask the Lord to give me a hug because I'm so empty. I feel so lonely. And you gave it to me. Imagine the privilege. Imagine the honor to be used by this Almighty God to someone that is in desperation, that is struggling in her mind with so many issues, alcoholism, drug addiction, trying to fill the void. And they just want to feel a hug from a God that is being preached every Sunday as a real God. But they don't get to feel Him. Why? Because we don't avail ourselves to the Holy Spirit. We walk through those doors, I'm sorry, sometimes with a fake smile, and our hearts are crying. Our hearts are bleeding because we're empty, we're void. We need someone to tell us how important we are for the Almighty God, and how important we are as the body. The ladies kept thanking me, and I said, excuse me, ladies, no, don't thank me. It's how much God loves you. He brought me all the way from Texas, and he kept me here for a whole year. And I'm going back to Texas next week, and he's having me preach to you over a weekend. Do you think this was a coincidence? At some point in time, you must have been crying to the Lord. We hear about you, but we need evidence. And the Lord says, I'm going to send someone that always says, use me. Don't think about anybody else. Because I am bold when I talk to my God. I'm not perfect, God. You know, I'm a mess sometimes. But if you tell me to go, I'll pack and go. I got rid of everything back in Houston. And my two sons that are sitting back there can tell you. I got rid of everything. I didn't have one dime saved up. I said, this is crazy. I don't know how you're going to do it. Do you know how much this move is going to cost me? Way over $12,000, $15,000 probably, Lord. Are you crazy? What am I going to do without resources? My business was in the worst stage there has ever been. Are you crazy, Lord? And you know what he said to me? Do you trust me? And I said, of course I trust you. You have my word. Decree the word. You are filled with the Holy Ghost. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead is within you. But don't just pretend. Speak it out. Be bold enough. And I said, thank you, Lord. That's all I need. Thank you for the instruction. And I started decreeing. Finances to come. In less than a month, and my son that is here would not, because he moved with me, would not allow me to say something contrary that is not true. In less than a month, I had way over $10,000 to make the move. And I said, Lord, okay, you're taking me over there, but you know, I'm self-employed. So if you're going to place me somewhere, it's got to be a place where I can lease from someone that owns the property. Because all I can provide is my income tax returns. And one day cooking in my kitchen, the Holy Spirit says, go to your computer. I mean, loud and clear, go to your computer. That's the way he speaks to you if you have a relationship with him and if you want to hear him that way. He's a real person. Okay, Lord. I went into the computer and there it was, a house listed from someone, from the landlord. I make the call and I tell her, I'm moving to Tucson. I saw your house listed on the internet, but I can tell you I'm self-employed and I cannot provide all the requirements that you may have. I don't have a problem. Send me your income tax returns. And I said, I can provide you as many references as you need. That's all I need, she said. In the next month, we made the move to a beautiful house over in Oro Valley, facing the mountains. And I said, oh my God, you do spoil me. You do spoil me. You're so awesome. And that is the way he is. You don't have to see the whole picture. Just take one step at a time. One step at a time. And that is more than enough because he sees that you are obeying him. And that we have faced a struggle this year? Yes, my brothers and sisters. I've had a lot of opposition. A lot of opposition in so many different areas. Some days I was about to give up. Lord, I don't even have strength anymore to go on. This is crazy. Is this what you brought me here for? But you're no man to lie. You're no man to lie. Someone needs to hear your message. And facing so many circumstances, I was even about to cancel to Pastor Henry, to tell him, Pastor Henry, you know what? I think I'm a mess right now. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. Lord, help me. But he says on his word very clearly, determine one thing, one, not many, and be firm. If you're going to give a yes, it's going to be a yes. If it's going to be a no, it's a no. Don't be the unstable man that is like the ocean, back and forth, back and forth. Many of us are that way. And I'm not saying I've never been that way. Yes, I have. I've been a mess for many years. But as I seek him, as he told me, the message he let me bring to the ladies, he said, you're not going to stand up there and just preach something you think you're going to preach. You got to be a testimony first. So he said, seek me with all your heart, mind, and soul, and you will find me. I said, okay, Lord. Because you cannot share something you have not lived on your own life, something you've never experienced. And this morning, the Holy Spirit said, tell my people that they've been called for a time as this. So if my brothers help me back there, bringing up, and if you would like to open up your Bible or get your phone device and go to Isaiah 61. And I'm going to read the whole chapter because that's how the Lord instructed me to do it. And I prefer, and this is just a preference, it's not something you have to do. I like to read the Amplified version of the Bible. It is more specific, a lot easier for me to understand. I don't have a theology school. For the ones that have gone through a theology school and have spent, you know, a number of years studying the Word, praise to the Lord for that. I haven't. But my teacher is the Holy Spirit. And he's the best teacher you can have. Because he knows exactly what his children do need. So I'm having a hard time finding it in my phone, but I'm going to read it from here because that's the instruction given to me. And if you can read it aloud so that it can penetrate into your spirit. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed us. I'm not going to say Alexandra, okay? We are all well anointed by the Most High God. Again, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us because the Lord has anointed us and qualified us to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor, and the afflicted. He has sent us to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and the opening of the prison and of the eyes to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of his favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant consolation and joy to those who mourn in Zion, to give them an ornament, a garland, or diadem I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm sorry, but my language is not English. I'm Hispanic. Of beauty instead of ashes. The oil of joy instead of mourning. The garment expressive of praise instead of heavy burden. In failing spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness. Lofty, strong, magnificent, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and right. Standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified, and they shall rebuild the ancient ruins. They shall rise up the former desolations and renew the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Aliens shall stand ready and feed your flocks, and for foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers, but you shall be called the priests of the Lord. People will speak of you as the ministers of our God. People will speak of you as the ministers of our God. Receive that. Receive that. Receive that. Receive that. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It is not meant just like that. It is God telling you, we are ministers of the Most High God. You shall eat the wealth of the nations and the glory. One set of captors shall be yours. Instead of your former shame, you shall have twofold recompense. Instead of dishonor and reproach, your people shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double what they had forfeited. Keep that. Double for what you've been forfeited. Everlasting joy shall be yours. For I, the Lord, love justice, and I hate robbery and wrong with violence or a burnt offering, and I will faithfully give them their recompense in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant or league with them, and their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants among the peoples. All who see them in their prosperity will recognize and acknowledge that they are the people whom the Lord has blessed. Oh, thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation of your Holy Spirit. I know this is penetrating in the mind, in the heart, in their soul of your people, my Lord. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul will exalt in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. And as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as surely as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in the offspring forth, so surely the Lord God will cause rightness and justice and praise to spring forth before all the nations through the self-fulfilling power of his word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because this was well planned by you, my God. Thank you. Thank you for your precious people. Thank you because you called them today. Thank you because you brought them here today to acknowledge that you are a real God, a God that loves them, that paid the highest price for your salvation, my brother. He gave the life of his only begotten son for your salvation. This is no coincidence. He brought you here. How? He persuades in the best way possible, surrounding us with his love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, because you have decided to trust the Most High. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to speak through me. You are so, so, so blessed. Thank you, Pastor Henry. Thank you, Pastor Rosie, for that heart, for that sacrifice. Rebecca, thank you. Thank you, my lady. Thank you. It's such an honor to serve such a powerful congregation that is making a difference. That is really making a difference, regardless of the challenges you're facing. You've decided to keep moving forward. Yes. You've decided to keep trusting your God, the God Almighty, the one that called you from your mother's womb for a time as this.
Yes.
For a time as this. Don't go weary. Don't go weary. Faithful is the one that called you.
Yes.
And he will keep you moving forward.
Yes.
His favor is surrounding you too. As a shield. You are blessed with the people. Thank you, Jose and Eric, for being here. Thank you for being here. It was not an appointment with your mom. None of that. It was the Holy Spirit who appointed you to be here today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Your heavenly Father is happy with each one of you. He loves you. And he is thanking you. He is thanking you because you have determined to trust him. You have determined to trust him. He gave you free will. And that is something he will not violate in you. Never. If you allow him, he will. But if you don't, he totally respects your decision. I asked Pastor Henry if he would allow me to make a call to the altar. And he said, allow yourself to do what the Holy Spirit leads you to do. And I feel that a lot of you need prayer. And I don't want to extend myself anymore. I just want to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your life. So if anyone of you has not accepted to the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that's the first call I want to make. We would like to pray for you. And I will ask Pastor Henry, Pastor Rosie, and Pastor Henry, if you allow me, I would like to invite my pastor, Pastor Rosie, to be up here with me and help me pray for your people. And again, thank you for entrusting us this major responsibility to pray for the Lord's children. So I'm going to shut off my mic and welcome you to the altar. Come freely to the throne of grace. Come freely, all the ones that are heavy burdened and weary, and the Lord will give you his rest. Thank you.